Does anybody else hear chicken in my hat?
Not chicken in my hat.
You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a pop culture podcast dedicated to pop culture, filtering it through the eyes and ears of the internet. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and who might you be?
I'm Alex Mitchell. Very tired right now, but I'm here for your benefit.
You should be listening to this after Christmas.
Yeah.
So I hope you all had a happy holidays.
Happy Christmas, Harry.
So, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. If you want to support the podcast and the webcomic, feel free to donate as much or as little as you want. There's some goodies. Also, as for the podcast itself, click that subscribe button, the heart, stars, you know, all that stuff.
Clovers, horseshoes and blue moons.
Pots of golden rainbows or, yeah. I don't know. So anyways, just to cut to the chase. Today is our finale episode. It's our season finale.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a normal show, a regular show. It's actually going to be a Christmas special after our Christmas special. But for Doctor Who. I mean, is there anything really else to say about that?
No.
I mean,
it just got dark in here, and
I mean,
it's time to start the show, Aaron.
I guess we'll just, instead of backloading this, I'll just say it right now. Thanks to all you listeners who listened throughout this season. We've learned a lot, we've changed a lot, and the second season is going to bring some new stuff. You'll see. But yeah, thanks for supporting us and listening and checking in every week for whatever it is that we do. So without further ado, Antonio, take it away.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
There was a firefight!
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you stop?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Game over!
You lose. Good day, sir.
No! No!
All right, so we're joined today by a brave man, a great man, some would say. he is from Plane Zero, another podcast that Alex and I are also on.
Yeah.
And he, you know him, he's always here for our Doctor Who conversations. Who might you be?
My name is Travis. Hello. Still not in any fields anymore.
And not for a while. Not for a while. You won't be.
Oh no, no! I'm going back to the field now.
So you're gonna wait
just to sleep.
So and you're gonna wait for the next series, but you're gonna wait in the field.
That's where I hibernate.
I mean, it's the Doctor Who Christmas special, the Husbands of River Song.
Mm-hmm.
Plural.
Plural. Yeah.
Multiple river songs.
Yes.
So I don't know. Let's summarize it quickly, Alex.
Okay.
Because you're tired, so that's the best.
Yeah, I know. You love doing that to me. Yeah, so it starts off with the Doctor, who is obviously, you know, it kind of reminds you of the Snowman, you know, no companions, you know, with him. Obviously, it's kind of a bit of a hard hit for him. But, you know, Christmas has come, and, you know.
And he was simply having
a wonderful Christmas time. So Matt Lucas shows up.
Who, not annoying in this episode, by the way.
Oh, you know what? And I
normally hate him.
I do too. He was fine. He was all right.
He was playing a character he shouldn't play.
Yeah.
He has no body hair. I'm imagining, based on the fact that he has no eyebrows, that he has no body
because
hair.
Because he's a person in a prosthetic suit.
Yeah.
I believe that we've never seen the real Matt Lucas. Like,
nope.
It's just great performance art.
Yeah, like, underneath, there's probably a really handsome, like...
hairy person.
Handsome, hairy person, yeah. All right, so...
Basically, they're saying, oh, we need the surgeon, we need, you know... And he's like, I guess that's me. The doctor's like, yeah. So, they go to, like, this weird UFO thing where there's this guy who's, like, dying... Allegedly, and it turns out
a Warhammer 40K character,
yeah,
pretty much.
And was that a reference to that?
I don't know.
He looked just like that.
No, that it reminded me of the God King. Yeah.
Yeah. And it turns out that the person that called for the surgeon is actually River Song.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out that she needs him to perform surgery because there's like this, like this.
But she doesn't know that it's the doctor.
She doesn't.
That's like that's the main thing of that.
Yeah, and it's very funny because Capaldi's basically saying, "Hey, it's me."
He keeps like clearly pointing it out, like, and every time he says, "Like I'm the," she's like, "Yes,
yeah,
you are.
I know you're the guy who's going to perform the surgery."
You're the doctor.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not the doctor, a doctor.
Yeah.
And it's just funny throughout the whole episode. And but then it also creates some sad moments too. But it turns out that this guy got like the Warhammer guy got this diamond essentially like lodged in his brain because I guess something exploded, it flew into him. River was told by this society that she needs like they'll pay her a lot of money to get that back to them.
It's like a basically a trading post? What would you call it? A trading post or a?
It seems like a place where you can fence and then like auction off basically.
It's like a fancy
ill-gotten gains.
Is it like a fancy black market kind of?
It's like yeah. It's and it reminds me of the Titanic or whatever the fuck. No. I don't remember what the fuck it's called.
The Kylie Minogue episode, though.
Yeah.
The USS or whatever Titanic, but it's a spaceship.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminded me of that kind of.
Yeah.
But
it's essentially a place where, as River put it, where genocide goes to dine or whatever.
Yeah.
So to be there, you have to be world killers and like the
really
worst.
Rich.
Yeah, yeah. Very rich.
There's a lot of funny little alien moments too. Where I always like that with Doctor Who when they introduce like new aliens and you don't really know much about their society, but it's kind of played in a totally straight way. And this guy, who looks like a fish, I guess. His
So waitstaff?
Yeah, his species essentially eats the mother, you know, the young eats the mother and all. It's a funny little thing, you know. Weird that you can see.
Yeah, the basis of the episode though is there's this diamond. She's trying to cuz she's an archaeologist. And by the way, it's not the River Song where it's the original River Song essentially.
Yeah.
The one that we were introduced to the more serious River Song.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's later in her life.
Yeah. So she's Dr. River Song or Professor River Song. A little bit more, less humor, more seriousness, but there's still humor there.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Well, I think more towards the end, that's where she became.
Yeah.
Well, clearly this episode, we now know, takes place before the Silence of the Library?
It's right obviously, before that.
Yeah, I mean.
It's at the end of her timeline. But yeah, it's essentially her trying to get this thing, get a lot of money. Yeah. And the doctor happens along, but she doesn't know he's the doctor the whole episode.
But
to this episode, is it safe to say that a river runs through it?
Sure.
Ba-da-bup.
dun-dun.
Well, I mean, part of the plot line.
By the way, there's going to be no edits on this episode since it's our finale.
Everything's in.
Yeah.
Okay, can you say, need to make sure to say Hellbent a few times so I can get all the ones that you cut out from the finale episode back in.
I don't think you realize how much you said it.
Oh, no, I know. And you only kept one in, you jerk.
You said it like 30 times, it felt like.
Because every time you said the name of the episode.
Another part of this, though, is that River actually is looking for the doctor.
Yes.
And I do like that you see, like, all the 12 fate, like the 11.
Oh,
faces.
In her wallet? She
yeah.
She's like that, yeah.
That was cool.
The damsel?
The damsel.
Yeah, I mean,
let's
just
to.
Get it out there, though. What does everyone feel about the episode?
Okay.
I liked it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. It was fun.
You know,
I messaged you that it was way better than it had any right to be.
Because I thought it was going to be, like, groan-worthy. Not at all. I actually ranked this right below my favorite Christmas special, A Christmas Carol. Because, I mean, that's the best Christmas special we've ever had.
That one's sad.
I mean, because I kind of don't count Time of the Doctor, because it doesn't really feel as much like one.
It takes
just
place
it
in
takes place, yeah.
It's the diehard of
I really,
It's a Doctor. Town called Christmas.
It's the diehard
really hate that they did that. It's like, well, it's called Christmas.
It's the diehard of Doctor Who Christmas specials.
Yes.
So it's awesome.
It is. That one is awesome.
And I can still only watch it around Christmas time, regardless of the fact that it's not a Christmas movie.
You really can't watch it all year?
If a movie takes place during Christmas, and I just had this conversation with my sister and brother-in-law, if a movie takes place during Christmas, because of the fact that the whole Christmas aesthetic,
yeah.
Regardless of the fact It actually is a Christmas movie in what you would use to define a Christmas movie. I can only watch it that time of year because I hate I love Christmas so much that I hate really thinking about it any other time of year than Christmas.
I love Christmas so much, like, so I hate it when it comes
around. That's like the most saddest, beautiful thing ever.
I know.
I love Christmas so much that I can't bear to see it.
Any other time of the year, it just makes me sad that it's not Christmas.
Well, Lethal Weapon and Iron Man 3.
Those are harder. They're a little easier. Shane Black movies that take place during Christmas are a little easier just because it's just background. That's Christmas.
Yeah.
Die Hard, even though it's not a Christmas movie, Christmas still plays a huge role in the movie. Same with Gremlins.
True.
I can watch those movies any time of the year.
But like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which again is another Shane Black movie, you know, I can watch. Probably this new one coming out that looks awesome with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling probably takes place at Christmas. By the way, if you haven't seen that trailer, check it out. It's awesome.
I have no idea what movie it is.
I know what he's talking about.
What's it called?
The Nice Guys.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll check that out.
It looks funny.
But yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I like this a lot. I was surprised because I normally don't care for River that much.
Agreed.
But
you know what it is? It's because it's end of timeline, River.
Yeah. Yeah.
It, and also, you know what I think a big thing is? It, Moffat isn't trying to like make us cringe or like feel uncomfortable with her flirting with
Yeah.
Well, and that plays a role in it because she doesn't recognize the doctor the whole way through.
Yeah.
She's not flirting with him. He says the classic Rivers lines of spoilers and hello, sweetie.
Yeah, he does.
But they're used in very emotional moments.
Though. Yes.
Which is great.
Yeah.
We do get for the title Husband's River Song.
Yeah.
So she's married to that the 40K guy.
Yeah.
The Warhammer guy, who's also the principal from
he's Jason Sudeikis. He's bleached-haired, British-speaking Jason Sudeikis.
He's the principal from I'm forgetting that show on Channel 4 in the
NBC?
UK. Oh. No, in the UK.
Good.
Whatever. It's has to do with a bunch of British teenagers, not Skins.
You're not talking about Misfits, are you?
No.
They didn't have no principals.
It's that other show. They had a movie.
Bruv. Oh, The Inbetweeners.
The Inbetweeners, yeah. He plays the principal, and he ends up having... No,
no
I don't
idea
spoil
what
it.
No
but
idea
he's like, he's awesome. Then. Anyways, we get him, and then we also get the singer from Xenon, the Disney movie, playing the other husband, kind of husband.
Really?
Yeah.
So he was in something, is what you're saying.
Xenon. You remember Xenon?
Girl, I've heard of it.
21st century.
Yeah, he was the dude...
Who was Xenon?
The girl.
Yeah. Did she end up being any of these Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato people?
No, she ended up on like Days of Our Lives on the soap opera. Oh.
Yeah. So she's well adjusted, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He played
Selena Gomez is lupus. I'm not gonna.
Actually, no, she's not even that bad.
Yeah, she's not.
But
you can't laugh at lupus just because it's
Seinfeld made lupus funny.
And I know someone who had lupus who challenged me to one-on-one basketball when I kicked his brother in the balls.
Did you win?
So, no, it never happened because that's a silly way to get revenge.
As you guys can tell, this is a looser episode because it's just
yeah,
it's our finale. So whatever.
Yeah, you know what though? The robot suit, by the way, was awesome. I
pronounced
love
robot.
It's kind of cool, and it shows the. It shows kind of the craftsmanship of the BBC and what they do with stuff. It's recycled from like two different shows.
Oh yeah,
and they just combine them together. Oh. One of the things is from Sarah Jane, the Sarah Jane show.
Okay,
and another is from some CBBC show, and they combine them together to make a scary big giant red robot.
Is that Canadian BBC?
No, oh, that's okay. Children's.
Oh okay, okay.
Canadian BBC.
I don't know.
I think they get
it's kind of redundant, isn't
yeah.
it?
There's jokes I want to make when you say Canadian BBC, but
we're,
hold off.
We're not lewd here.
We're not lewd.
But anyways,
you assume his joke is lewd, though. That's the thing.
Oh, it probably was.
Okay.
If I could have come up with a way to formulate it, it would have been.
Forever! There you go. For like the I like that the robot suit kind of developed its own like.
Consciousness,
yeah,
basically.
Essentially,
yeah,
and it was looking for the ultimate, like,
head.
I guess head.
Well, it was looking for its king's head, but the problem was that
the king's head was dying.
So it's like, well, if we're gonna preserve you, we're just gonna need to give you a new head. So then it turns into, well, we need the doctor's head.
Yeah.
And that's when River gives her big speech
about how the doctor gives no shits about her and she loves him
so
much.
It's essentially that the doctor. can care for you, but he doesn't actually love you.
Yeah.
Her example is, it's like loving the star and expecting it to love you back, or the sun.
Yeah, loving the stars. And so, I mean, and it is a ring of truth for the Doctor, at least. It's like, the Doctor can care and love you, but it's not the same kind of like love that you would give him back.
It's an interesting chance for the Doctor, though, to see how this person that supposedly they're married, but it's a chance for him to see how she really sees him when he's not around.
Yeah.
Like, how she actually...
With her defenses down. Him.
Yeah.
And there's that awesome little moment where he gets to... Because she thinks he's...
Oh, the TARDIS moment.
Because she thinks he's...
That was awesome.
A surgeon. And she says, I'm going to warn you, it's not as snug as it looks. You know, the TARDIS.
The camera practically zooms in on him, and you just see him go, finally... It's my turn.
Yeah, he gets to experience the bigger on the inside moment, essentially.
And he says that his whole reality is destroyed.
And he said, I've always wanted to hear it done perfectly.
He's overplaying it.
I loved it. It was awesome.
No, that was great.
This episode was good because I feel like, you know, after, you know, Heaven Sent and Hellbent.
Forever!
That, you know, it a lot of emotion and, you know, a lot of, you know, darker storytelling going on. And you know...
It's a Christmas episode. They got
to
be light.
Well, even with...
Except for the time of the Doctor, most of them tend to be very light, fluff episodes in the sense.
Moffat said, Moffat's quote was, we got to make them for people who are drunk.
Really?
Because everyone's drunk around the holidays, you know.
I can attest to that. you know, it didn't feel like a, you know what though, there were moments that just made me laugh. Like anytime they dropped that guy on, like that guy, like the first time he drops the dude's head, it just made me laugh.
It was funny. Yeah.
And, even like the grosser moment, like the guys who could rip open their heads and shit. And it's like context. If you have not seen this. You shouldn't be listening to this if you haven't seen it. The guys or, rip open their heads, and it's like you probably shouldn't do that.
I would hate for that. Our show is the way people like watch Doctor Who.
Oh yeah, because they'll never know what the hell.
I'll just wait for the seasons to come out on Blu-ray. I'll just listen to them first.
Yeah, that doesn't. Why would you do that? Don't do that.
I could think of one person who might do that just because they are okay with spoilers, and kind of prefer them. But anyways, I was just gonna say like. As far as Doctor moments go, this had, aside from the cards at the beginning of the season or series, this had one of my other favorite ones, which is just the sign in front of the TARDIS at the beginning that said carolers will be criticized. I was just like, that's so perfect for this Doctor. Because really, this is, as I know there was always a lot of talk about how he's old and he's oogly and all that, but this is an old crotch. This is the Gran Torino Doctor. This is get off my lawn, you know?
I do love when we see like moments like that. Like in there was an episode in series 7, not series 7, series 8, where he had the sign in the school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the no children allowed sign. Yeah. Like no human children or whatever. And I do like seeing that side of him, the grumpy, crotchety old man who doesn't like people around him.
Because like I think whenever he does deal with children and all that, he tends to be a bit more.
Well, clearly he knows that. That Fear Her and The Forest are the worst episodes ever. The Doctor is meta.
Yeah.
He knows.
No children in this episode, by the way.
Good.
Interestingly enough for a Christmas special. Usually you'll have like a kid or two running around.
I don't think it was hindered, to be honest.
No, I'm just saying it was kind of...
Yeah, interesting that there was no...
Because normally, Christmas episodes do have kids, don't they? Yeah.
I don't know if the introduction of the 10th Doctor had kids.
It probably did.
Wasn't there at the party with the spinning Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Well, that's like a brief scene.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. Like
the kids in the car too.
Yeah, there was no kids to be seen at all. It's kind of different.
Yeah.
I mean, because usually it's like.
Did Christmas Carol have kids?
Titanic?
Really? You guys seen Christmas Carol?
I don't remember.
Scrooge was like a little boy.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
And you know what? We've never said, because remember we were talking about like a few episodes back. We're talking about like children actors in Doctor Who are okay. Yeah, that kid was okay.
Yeah, he was okay. Ebenezer Scrooge. He was okay.
It's rare that happens.
Yeah, because after The Forest, I said children should never be allowed.
The Fots. The Fots.
we're straying away from the episode, though.
It's a finale. Anything goes.
Yes.
If you guys want to listen to a real Christmas Kate episode Capshaw. Special.
No, what are you talking about? No. What?
Plane Zero just put one out last week. Go for it.
Yep. God. It's about the Force Awakens. So anyways, yeah, we did get a new side of River Song that,
well, it's not so much a new, I mean, other than the vulnerable side, but it was really,
yeah,
I mean, it was still comparable to the first appearance of River. That's why, which I like.
Yeah. And we haven't seen in a long time. We got like those old music cues back.
Yeah.
So I mean,
you do hear the Ninth Doctor scene when you look at the
Sonic trowel.
Okay. All so right. People were, when that image was first, the promo image, people were confused what that was. Some people said trowels and said, no, it's like a knife thing. Well, it is a trowel.
I mean, he says it in the episode.
Yeah. And it's goofy, but I mean, it's supposed to be.
And, but it leads into her gift.
Yeah. Which when she opens it, it's like, oh, like, because you're getting a sense like something's happening and then you're like, okay, delirium. Oh no. And then when she gets it, it's like, oh, okay, this is it. This is the goodbye.
Yeah.
Because he gives her space screwdriver, the space sonic screwdriver, yeah, as it's referred to in the toys.
Yeah.
Which is the what she had when she goes to the library.
Which is the screwdriver that no one ever buys.
I have it.
Oh, you actually have that one?
I didn't buy it. It was given to me
from the doctor.
Either you or your brother, Elder.
Probably my brother.
Yeah.
Oh, for a white elephant, wasn't it?
Maybe.
I think that was a white elephant thing.
Maybe. I have, because I have that one, and then I have the 10th, but I bought the 10th myself.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so he takes her to Delirium, because that's where the big serial killer convention, whatever thing, ship crashes. Because
was that dude the same dude who played the snake guy?
No, I don't think so.
Colony.
It could have been. That guy's apparently he's a motion master, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So yeah, the ship crashes, and the 40K armor stuff messes everything up in the ship. River and the Doctor have a clever way of escaping. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's your by-the-number stuff, but it's still fun. But yeah, it leads us to the big Delirium thing where he gives the diamond thing to this, like, this dude and, like, build a restaurant here. Time travels, River wakes up. She sprays her spray that makes her clothing.
Different.
Yeah. And then,
And changes her hair.
And does change her hair. Which the doctor, like, tries to say, but then she's like, nice try. And then, yeah, we see the singing towers.
Yeah.
And
they're beautiful.
Then, like, a big sad scene happens.
Yeah. Are you referring to the speech she gives, or
that whole last scene?
Yeah, okay. So, basically, the doctor uses time travel to, you know, tell them to build a beautiful hotel, or no, restaurant, sorry. Books the restaurant, even though it's going to take like 4 years, but you know, to him, it's, you know, no big deal. You know, and then they have like a nice romantic, you know, night out.
But it's also his way of saying goodbye, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she begs him, pretty much. She's like, you could show up, you could save me. Like, she.
It does kind of.
Begs.
It's an interesting, you know, reversal from Clara's thing, I think. Because she seemed to be very. You know, despite the whole Ravens over Gamora thing, that she actually seemed to be accepting, you know, once she found out she does die.
Well, and he's accepting, too, and I think...
Yeah.
I think the acceptance also does come from the fact that the stuff that happened with Clara...
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of it, where now it's like...
I think that's why he's basically doesn't do what it takes. Like, says he can't do it, because he learned his lesson from the finale. Yeah.
So there is payoff from that, too. It's like, he just... think it's gonna happen, but then he does say that she asks how long is a day, and he says it's 24 years,
So they have
that night is 24 years, so
and she calls him a jerk,
So they get some time
to hang out and do whatever
to which goes back into her explanation of how he doesn't understand what happily ever after actually means,
And it's, there's a sad speech. And
yeah, but, you know, it it you know, for Moffat saying we made this episode for drunk people,
it's a pretty all Christmas episode.
He didn't say that episode was specifically made for drunk. What he said was the reason why, because someone once asked him, how come the Christmas episodes tend to be so like lighthearted and like,
but
throwaway?
I think with each, you know, Doctor Who finale though, that tends to be more emotionally driven. You know, it tends to be.
But
like,
yeah, but this isn't a finale. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean it. I feel like, yeah, there's goofy moments, there's sad moments.
Here's the thing about Christmas specials, like, aside from Time of the Doctor, which is...
They're usually considered the beginning or elite, like, of the next series.
And they're also not really needed. Like, you really don't need to... Like, this one, even though it was great, technically you could never watch this.
Unless the next season starts off with a big thing from this.
Because you could watch this, you could not watch this, and you'd be okay. That's like every Christmas special except Time of the Doctor.
But it does
Christmas Invasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it also does bring a little bit of closure to...
To River.
Now, but wait. Okay. The big Rassilon special from... Was that a Christmas special?
No.
With Wilf?
No.
And the Master?
No.
The drums?
Oh.
No, those were like Easter, right? Or something?
No, they came out throughout the year, but wasn't that one a Christmas special?
But it wasn't counted as one simply because it was just a year of nothing but Tenet specials.
And Christmas
around Christmas.
Yeah, so it's technically one, but it's not really considered.
Why did they
one.
Do that? That year of nothing but just
something was going on with the BBC where they had something's happening with the funds, so they couldn't do a full series.
So the FOTS?
What?
The FOTS?
No, the funds, not the FOTS. No, never the FOTS. Yeah, so they had to cut it down to essentially four big episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, so, I mean, but yeah, that's technically, it could be a Christmas episode, but not really.
Because the next Doctor was a Christmas special, too, right?
Yeah.
That's what started the...
I mean, because you look at Wilf in the two-part finale, he's dressed with his reindeer antlers on, and he's doing his funny dance.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, getting the people into the bus. And then he just starts crying the whole episode.
Yeah, I know.
Dependable Wilf.
I miss him.
Makes me sad. He should be a companion.
Just him.
Yeah.
I will say, as much as I don't necessarily, and I know how you feel about romance in the Doctor Who, I would have been okay just this once of him actually saying, like, to her that he actually does love her. See, I would have been okay with it.
I could tell they kind of teased a kiss at the end.
Well, it wasn't really a kiss. It was more of a just a...
But I could kind of tell, like, it's that moment where you think, like, oh my God, is he actually going to fucking kiss
because
her?
Because it's then Christmas, I would have forgiven it.
Just
because it's Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
I think it was... They did it appropriately enough to where the Doctor...
Oh, no, I was still happy with how... I'm just saying, in my head, I would have been okay with it had it gone there.
You just want to see Capaldi make out with someone.
No.
No, I didn't need a make out scene. I just needed a kiss.
I don't want to see him make out with anyone unless it's me looking into a mirror while he's making out with me.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. That wasn't even needed.
I was doing it.
But I'm just taking advantage of this no edit.
I do think that they did handle the romance or the notion of romance pretty well.
I think it was still well done.
Yeah, no, it was.
And I was curious about what you thought about that, because as Travis said, I know you're not a big fan of...
The Doctor romancing.
Yeah.
Like, I do like that they essentially set it up to where it's that he can have the notion of romance, but it's not... Like what we consider romance, it's like
it's different.
It is different because he's so old and ancient. It's like the stars.
Yeah,
it's like he can be fond of you, and it's like he's very fond of Clara, but it wasn't in the same way. It wasn't like he cared for her very deeply. It was clear.
I think there was a love for Clara, but not a romantic love, a platonic friend.
I think it was only like kind of weird with like Matt Smith, because it's like I don't know what the fuck. It's like,
well, that was always the issue with the younger doctors, is women automatically expected that there was going to be, because he's like, he's so fetching.
See,
and fit.
To me, it sets up that the doctors didn't have a human understanding of love. It's a different kind. Like the 10th doctor, it was more of like a curiosity sort of love, where it's like, I want to feel what this love is. I want
to
feel.
I want to know what love is.
He wants her to show him.
Oh, God.
Is that Rebels?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a plain zero question. Sorry.
So it's essentially setting up that, and River even says it. It's like, what's the word she says? She says that to think the Doctor can love you is just something.
She refers to him as a monolith.
Yeah,
like, and it is a big moment. I think with that,
I think it's also a call out to like the fans who like.
Yeah, I didn't think of it as such.
It's
but
meta in a way where it's like, look, yeah, the Doctor can love. But it's not the love you're thinking of. And it's like, and I think it's something a lot of fans need to kind of understand where it's like, you know,
that's not going to stop.
He's very old. He's ancient. Not his body, but he himself is like.
His body's old too.
If he did love anyone, it was probably his first wife, who we still know nothing about, and probably never will.
We know a little bit.
We know a little bit now.
Where did we learn it from?
Yeah. The season finale.
What was the name of the episode? Finale.
You know,
Heck Bent.
Heck Bent.
But yeah, so we learn about his, and it's great, and it's on Christmas. We learn about that the Doctor doesn't love you traditionally. I guess.
Merry Christmas, kids.
Merry Christmas. The Doctor will never love you. But he'll care for you.
Why even live? Why even live?
You old TARDIS alone?
What?
Merry Christmas, you old TARDIS alone.
Jimmy Stewart is the Doctor. That'd be weird.
That'd be awesome.
I would watch.
I would.
Well, he's.
It would be. It would. If they ever did that, had done that, it'd probably be the only classic who I'd watch.
Hey, there's always Peter Cushing.
Yeah. You're a Dalek.
What was that? I'm not doing Jimmy Stewart.
Okay.
No, nope.
You're a Dalek. You're a
Cyberman.
Everyone's doing it.
I love that.
I don't know what's going on.
He's doing a good job.
Oh, man.
My Jimmy Stewart is just one octave away from my Mickey Mouse.
It does sound good like Mickey Mouse.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
But it was
an episode, and you know what?
It was an episode.
It was. It was good.
It sure was special.
It was.
There you go.
And it was on Christmas.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, it was way better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, expectations going in were pretty low.
Oh, yeah. But I guess maybe that helped me just enjoy it, because I was having so much fun just watching it. I was like, okay, this is great. I was so happy that it wasn't like it wasn't just callback to callback to callback, and it's like, oh, spoilers, and like, you know, like Sweetie, okay, and all that.
Here's what I really liked about it, because of the whole River dynamic and her not knowing who was the Doctor. Mm-hmm. I did like it that it was not, and here's what my fear was, that it was gonna be nothing but her trying to flirt with him, and him just going, no, stop flirting.
Yeah.
So we didn't get that, and that was nice.
And the thing is,
it was almost him missing the flirting.
That was funny to me.
And there was a nice, there's this nice moment where she says something is sexy, and then his response is,
why does everything got to be sexy?
Why does everything these days always have to be sexy?
Yeah.
Yes.
And another sort of meta comment, I guess.
Yeah.
That's Moffat. He tends to do a lot of meta commentary. In terms of the fan base and stuff in general.
But I could tell the flirting was coming back towards the end when she found out that it was him.
Yeah.
And that's what I was kind of like, okay, I could.
But it wouldn't have fit if it didn't come back.
Yeah.
No.
Because it is the character.
Yeah, and that's true. But it's like, as soon as it did, I was like, okay. Like, I was kind of getting.
But you know what? It wasn't overboard flirting.
Oh, no. Because it was in a moment of danger where she
didn't feel like a cougar.
Yeah.
Like, trying to like.
Which is weird, because she's way younger than him.
Yeah. But
not the actor. I'm talking about the character. The Doctor's like ancient, as you say.
I think they're around the same age in real life.
Really?
Yeah, Peter Capaldi's like, remember, he looks older than he actually is.
Yeah, that's true. He's like 50 something.
Right? He's like in his 50s, yeah. Right. And he looks really old.
I don't know if he looks old.
What are you talking about? That man looks fucking ancient.
No, he's like ancient, but
he looks like an old man.
He's like 56, I think.
Yeah.
But
my dad looks younger than him. And he's older than him.
Yeah, he's old.
He is.
One of the first things she says to him is he has to dye his roots of his hair.
Yeah,
it was a fast joke she pulled. And then she did make the whole, like, that she said she wants to see him naked or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, of course we were going to get that, but it wasn't like...
It didn't make me cringe. It didn't make me go like, oh, God.
I do like that she sees it as she's always the one saving him.
Yeah. Oh, and then
which is why he's codenamed the damsel.
There's that moment where she's pulling him by the hand, and he's like...
He said, people don't hold my hand. Yeah.
So I did like that we get that reverse in this.
There was a lot of fun reversal in this, which I liked. Was it a reversal?
Oh!
A reversal.
I thought it was funny that she has her own bar in the TARDIS and he didn't even know about it.
Oh, the
little...
Don't tell Dad.
The brandy or whatever it was.
Her hidden liquor spot.
I feel like we're just calling spots and then that we like in the...
No, I mean, again, because it's a Christmas... It's like... there's not a lot to really talk about. It's a Christmas special.
It's like, when you watch this, there's nothing... It was weird because I was kind of having a stressful Christmas, a lot of stuff going on.
All right.
And this just kind of just brought me way out of it. Just allowed me to have fun with it. And it was just a good, fun, solid episode.
And we're not going to be seeing Doctor Who for like a year.
Yeah, and this is the bittersweet aspect of it. You know, much like the ending of the episode itself, it's kind of bittersweet. But I don't know how you put up with this, to be honest, Aaron.
This is your first time actually watching it on series, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well, last year was.
Oh, wait, so yeah, what do you mean?
But still, it's like, it's kind of weird because, like, it's a long fucking wait.
You don't know long wait.
I don't know long wait.
Long wait was when they had that split down the middle of the series 7. It felt like it was never coming back.
Yep.
And it felt like, is it been 2 years already? It hadn't been two. It felt like 2 years.
I got caught up after series 5, so I watched series 6
and then,
as it aired.
So you dealt with that long
wait. Yeah, so I had to wait for series 7, then I had to wait in between series 7, because was there a Christmas special at the beginning and the middle, right?
There was a Christmas special after series 6.
And then there was the one Clara, in the middle, right? Which was the snowman.
And so then they decided... Okay, instead of putting the Christmas special at the end of Series 7, we're going to put that one in the middle. And so
then we got the time of the Doctor after.
Yeah, and so it was like, and so then the wait was so long. It was a vast chasm.
I'm going to be honest, because I'm looking at, okay, so you had Name of the Doctor, right? And then you had to wait a year just for a special?
Well, Name of the Doctor was before Day of the Doctor. Day of the Doctor begat Time of the Doctor.
Yeah.
It's basically the Doctor trilogy in a way. Yeah.
But Name of the Doctor was like a year before Day of the Doctor.
No, Name of the Doctor was just a finale.
We're talking about the split was between...
There was a split in between the season.
7A series. And 7B. And that was when...
The snowman...
Amy left.
Oh, yeah.
So when the Manhattan episode...
Which they reference in this, by the way.
So there's the Manhattan episode.
Yeah.
The Angels Take Manhattan, or whatever.
What kind of planet is that?
There's that, and then we got the Christmas special where we're introduced to Clara for the second time, Barmaid Clara.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like all Claras.
I do, too.
Souffle Girl's nice, though.
Yeah.
What was that, Houffle or whatever? Like,
Houffaldi is the ship title.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Because Capaldi, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They do those things.
Yeah.
Shippers.
Houffaldi.
Are you sure?
But it doesn't even have her name in it.
Yeah.
But it's...
How are you sure it's not Houffle or something?
It evolved.
Yeah.
Houffle might have been her and Matt.
Let's not worry about it.
Yeah.
Let's not worry about it.
It evolved into something weird.
Yeah.
But...
Like, got your Snowberry for Barry Allen and Caitlin Snow.
Snowberry.
Yeah. You got your
fun one.
And you got your foe.
I was gonna save that for something else, but
we can talk about that again later on another podcast.
It's also referred to as pin.
As pin as well.
Foe and pin.
I don't know what we're talking about.
You'll see.
Oh God.
You'll see. To know what we're talking about.
I do know what you're talking
check
about.
Check out the Force Awakens episode of Plane Zero. Which will
probably be out before this episode.
No, same day probably.
I should
I mean just hours wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so shipping happens. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Welcome to our finale episode.
Is there a ship title for you and Alex?
No.
No.
Don't ever. That's
don't. It's ever.
You know, there's a rule. You don't ship real people.
Yeah.
Nope.
But as an outsider, can I just say A-Rex?
No.
No.
You can't ship real people.
What about?
You know only monsters do that.
Outrod.
No. People get in trouble for shipping real people.
Alejandron.
That's horrible.
You're doing it. And you're
I'm a guest. I'm an outsider. Literally, I'm losing, shipping you guys. I'm not shipping me.
You're losing Santa points right now.
Literally that's worse than Hitler.
You're losing Santa points. That's what's happening.
But yeah, so...
Welcome to your finale. All
right.
It's an important question to address in the finale. You always address ships in the finales.
True. True.
What were we talking about before that?
Doctor Who Flay.
Yeah.
Who farted?
So yeah, what happened was, yeah, there was the barmaid episode, the snowman episode, and then we got series, we got 7B, which was, we had to wait for a while for 7B, mm-hmm. which started with the Spoonhead episode. Forgot the name of it.
Of 7B?
Yeah.
The Spoonhead.
I swear you're talking about Cardassians.
That was
right
where
now.
They was that was more with the supremacy or whatever.
Yeah, we had the Spoonheads.
Yes. I don't remember what it's called, but that's him riding up the side of a building on a motorcycle.
Yes.
Wow, I don't remember any of this.
That remember and there's that lady and she's left like brain dead?
No. Don't remember.
Wow. That's when Clara first, like, we first introduced her properly.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And she can hack.
Yeah.
Because the mainframe is uploaded to her head.
Yeah.
And people forget that at the end, that went away. And people are like, how come she's not super smart anymore? There's your reason, because it went away. But yeah, 7B, a lot of people say it's forgettable. Yeah. I liked it. I liked it.
I love 7B. Yeah.
People a lot
7B is what made me realize I was gonna miss Matt Smith.
It's that purple suit.
It was.
That's that suit.
That's my pop vinyl.
I was like, in heaven, what's going on? Is something in the skies?
No, I'm pointing at my pop vinyl, my Hot Topic exclusive. Those are all Matt Smith in the purple
those
suit.
Those are all gonna fall down on you.
Holding what's his name? What's the name of the Cyberman head?
Handles.
Yes.
Andals. But yeah, 7B, Series 7 in general is like,
yeah.
People are like, they're not like happy about it. They didn't like it that much.
I
don't know why.
I liked half of it, and then I liked half of the first half too. I liked the Rory half of the first half.
Yeah, I mean.
7, you know what, 7A has some of my, like, as far as Rory and Amy episodes go, it does have some, I didn't care that much for a town called Salvation or whatever.
No,
or dinosaurs on a spaceship.
I like
that one. Made me sad.
I like dinosaurs simply because of the father, Rory's dad is
okay.
Is awesome.
Yeah, you mean Ron's?
Yeah, Ron's dad also.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'll give you that.
See, I would like to see an episode with Rory's dad and Wilf together, yeah.
And oh, no wow. Doctor even. Just them having a beer.
You're just explaining a sitcom that needs to exist.
I like the town called Salvation just because, you know, I like.
I wanted to like it because Ben Browder was.
Yeah,
in it.
I like Farscape. So.
The thing is, it
Jan.
We gotta talk about Jan. The
well,
thing
yeah.
is, the first
die.
The first episode, the first time you see Town Called Salvation, it's pretty good. I don't think it has good replay value.
No.
Like, that's what my thing is. A lot of the first half of that series has no replay. I can watch a lot of the second half for some reason because not just because I love, like, Clara was a breath of fresh air where Amy had become such a shrew.
Yeah.
To speak bluntly.
There needs to be the taming of her
then, nothing left to do with her character. It was just like, it's like, okay, now she's married to Rory and
yeah.
Now she's mad at him for no reason.
She wanted to bang the doctor, by
yeah,
the way.
She did.
On her fucking, like.
Although I do still love her outfit in the very first episode she's in.
As
yes,
do many people.
Yes.
Online.
I thought that was cool because she was.
In the Fires of Pompeii when she's dressed like a.
Yeah, yeah.
In a robe.
Sure.
Yeah, that
both work.
I'm referring to the 11th hour, you fool.
that whole series.
I thought it was cool because I thought she was a cop, and then she's just. Like,
that's what a lot of people thought at first when the images were released. Wow, yeah. He's gonna have a cop companion.
Nope.
that was disappointing when she explains.
So
what,
speaking of companions, I guess because we have a little bit of time left.
Yeah.
What are your hopes for the next companion? besides the obvious.
I don't, you know what? I would be just as cool, as much as, yes, there's that guy part of me that's just like, well, she's got to be hot.
Yeah.
But I would kind of be cool, though, if it was just a dude. Like, yeah. Kind of like a buddy comedy
a hot,
now.
A hot dude.
Yeah. No, I don't care about that.
Get Poe Dameron no. into there.
Oh, Oscar Isaac as the companion? Yes. Sure, why not?
you just made Aaron happy.
Yeah. No,
we lost Aaron for a second there.
I'm hoping for a non-21st century companion.
That would be kind of cool. From just like, someone from like another from era or time, or whether past. Future or past.
Yeah, like, just something where it's like, where we're not like anchored down to like, the Doctor coming back to the 21st century, because it's like...
Would you but like I still it kind if of this enjoy person that. Was from the no, year 2000?
So if it's from only a few years ago?
Yeah.
No, that'd be kind of pointless. Then you know, that would make it harder for production, because then it's like, when we film in London now, we have to like make everything look like it was 10 years ago.
We gotta reference things like Smash Mouth and, you know...
Well, they'll be referencing probably like UK bands and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Ones we don't care about.
Chumbawamba. They were big there. Bigger than they were here. That was their 11th album.
They're the 11th hour.
Really? That was their 11th album?
It might have been like 5th or 6th.
Was it called
Tub Thumping?
Well, that was the song.
That was the single, right?
Yeah. I don't know what the name of the album was.
That's what something launched them into superstardom here. Well, One Hit Wonder.
When they had to pee, they used the kitchen sink or something.
Well, that's when he takes a leak.
They use the kitchen sink.
That's from The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
No, but I'm hoping, okay, either that or I'm hoping they go, like, way out of bounds and, like, we get an alien companion.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
A humanoid alien companion.
Yeah, of course, because the makeup thing. Yeah. I mean, that would be, or it could be a human from the future or whatever, but something just a little bit different, because it's like...
Like I said, I would be okay with it if it were a male companion, but it was something along the lines of, like, a Mickey, not... Because
Mouse?
Mickey from, you know, from...
Mickey series. Rourke. Mickey Rourke.
Yes. Basically, my point would be that it would be someone that he doesn't necessarily... Like, I would be cool if they played it like a buddy cop drama. Like a buddy cop comedy.
Yeah.
Where it's these two who... It's like they're completely opposites. You know, original odd couple. They're the original odd couple.
I'd be with that. Or,
I think that could be fun for, like, if it were just something to last for one series.
The other thing people are sort of wanting, like, what I've noticed, a lot of people want, like, a brother-sister thing. Like, a brother-sister duo. I think that
so two companions.
Yeah, we've never had that, a brother and sister on the TARDIS. Kind of would be interesting, I think.
People ship them regardless.
And then they fuck.
Yes.
Is that what you just said? You said they're going to ship them.
So you said they would do that, and Travis just did it for you.
Thank you, Travis.
That's life copying art or something.
Yep.
Or the other way around.
It rhymes.
But yeah, a brother-sister duo would be kind of awesome. I think it'd be kind of cool. You can play off that easily. And so what would you want?
Just a hot girl. I don't really care.
Well, I would be cool. You basically that picture. Those pictures you showed us of the rumored companion.
Yeah, that was all right.
Bingo.
It would be kind of interesting to see more than one or two actually. If they went like did a complete throwback to like to Hartnell and had three companions on there. I mean, that'd be
as long as one of them could be choke slamming Daleks. I'm okay with that.
You know, I would kind of actually like an action hero character.
Yeah.
To be a companion. Like a Chesterton,
yeah.
That would be very an interesting dynamic to have. I mean, and even Capaldi has said like, and I think it's an old school feeling of his that the Doctor shouldn't be the one doing the action-y things, and because he's also old, so it's like you don't want him to hurt himself.
You really don't.
He doesn't look that old.
Guy looks like a
dinosaur.
That doesn't even.
You see, you're just doing it now.
No, I'm taking advantage.
I'm gonna make it just a compilation of those.
What's the deal?
Just put all the ones that you cut from the other episode at the end of the credits of this one.
30 times. what do you want besides the female? A robot?
A robot?
Like Camille?
That'd be interesting, actually.
We kind of had one before.
Okay.
But not really, because he kind of just... Because the effects didn't work out right, because it was an actual robot.
You know what? I don't want a robot, because I'm figuring we're going to do the whole, what does it mean to be human?
Like, you know what? Well, it'll happen. We'll see what it is, but
yeah,
it's our finale.
How about a Dalek companion?
If what's his name from last series, the one who escaped.
Oh,
Rusty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be cool. You want a brother and sister in a Dalek? Would I'm in. I'm in for that.
I feel like a Dalek companion would get annoying after a while, though.
I don't know.
Mean because you'd have to hear that voice for 12 episodes?
Yeah.
Constantly? I don't get what you're talking about. What's annoying about that?
Maybe he'll change his voice box so it sounds smooth.
Nicholas Briggs just wants work.
Hello. I'm a Dalek.
Yeah, I'm a Dalek. What's going on here?
For some reason, mine turned into George Takei.
And so Billy Dee Williams is going to voice it.
Yeah.
All right, well, I mean, this is probably the last time we're going to do this on this show for a while.
Yeah.
Season 2, big changes. So, Sadler scale.
5.
I would probably give it a 4. I still really enjoyed it, but I don't know if it's 5 level, because, I mean, it wasn't...
Because it's a Christmas special.
It wasn't the premiere... And it wasn't Heaven Sent and then Hell Bent for Leather. I can do it to myself even. That's how annoying that is. Jeez, now I know how it feels.
Yeah.
Fuck. But yeah, no, I would give it a solid 4. It was strong.
Yeah, a strong.
Stronger than I expected.
I'd give it a strong 4 also.
I think the reason why I rate it so high is because I didn't think it'd be good.
And
because
your day, as you said, was stressful.
Yeah, it was kind of a shitty day, I'm not going to lie.
I think 4 is pretty good. And for a Christmas special, that's very good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was fun. There's nothing really to complain about. I mean, I had no problems with it. I think it just, it wasn't like a 5 warrants, like something crazy.
This was I don't think we should give 5s based on that, though, to be honest. I mean,
the 5 is like also their spectacle to it. And this was just like, this wrapped up some stuff with River. Everything's come full circle.
And it was
circle.
Just fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Okay.
So, but the Doctor back in Gallifrey. I mean, that's 5 worthy.
By the way,
yeah, okay, you know what?
You pronounce it like Tom Baker used to pronounce it.
Gallifrey?
Yeah. Hmm. He pronounced Daleks Darlek, and Gallifrey is Gallifrey.
Nice.
So Travis made an accidental reference.
I meant to say
reference.
Gallifrey, but...
You made an accidental reference. Accidental Classic Who reference. All
right.
So, I mean...
I'm wearing that big hat.
And
silly
the
silly
big scarf.
Unrelated, in wrestling... They were doing tours in England, and one of the guys was a big Doctor Who fan.
And so he dressed
so
like
he
a...
came out with Tom Baker scarf and
cool.
The hat. Yeah.
All right, so this was our finale. We will be back. We're taking one week off to recombobulate and do a few things.
We're recharging too.
And then we will be back with season 2 of The Obscure Gentleman.
Yeah.
And we have some surprises for you.
Yeah.
Not really.
Maybe the Romulans will show up. Who knows?
That's gone forever. No one will know what you're referencing because I scrapped that whole episode.
Good.
Did you say for leather?
We didn't say that.
No. Oh, sounded like
so,
it.
So, any final words, Travis, before we kill you? No, any final last words?
You got 2.
No, I mean, I enjoyed this whole series of Doctor Who as a whole.
He's from Whoville.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed actually having you on for this because you know.
Well, you're here for all our Doctor
Who. Yeah,
stuff,
and
so.
That's been cool that you've been doing that.
I like the lack of responsibility I have for this as compared to.
Plane Zero. Yeah, well.
Aside from right at this moment, as we're using all my equipment.
Yeah,
but
overall.
So,
if you're
wondering why things are. And we're making references to, like.
Things heads, inside. Yeah,
we're recording from Plane Zero Studios, aka the pigsty. That's what it. On Twitter, that's what I have it
so,
named as.
But yeah, this is our finale. So again, thank you for listening to us for this whole season.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. To listen to you guys.
Thank you.
And to record with us, I guess.
Yeah.
You've seen us make some changes. We've listened to you. You've listened to us. So hopefully you dig season 2. So come back in 2 weeks and you will...
How many?
2 weeks.
2 weeks!
And so to take us back to the beginning...
Something about what chickens hear like.
Of everything. To bring us back, bring it around town.
Bring it around.
Does anybody else hear Chicken in My Hat?
Chicken in My Hat.
Chicken in My Hat. Chicken in My Hat. Is it just Auld Lang Syne?
Do you have a guess?
I'm trying to think what it... It's obviously the lyrics sound like Chicken in My Hat.
This is Anthrax with Got the Time.
God damn it. Chicken in my hat. Chicken in my hat. Chicken in my hat. All
right. And see you guys in 2 weeks. Merry New Year.
Hello.